This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We seize the opportunity just to say a few good words. I'm always happy to see you guys. Some of the faces, I really recognize them, and some of them I don't. Brother Ajmal, mashallah. You know, Ajmal means the most handsome. So, alhamdulillah, that's Brother Ajmal. If anyone wants to change their names, here's your time to speak. Otherwise, hold your peace. So, there goes. Here's Akhi Ayman, Wael Ibrahim, my beloved brother, Adnan Mink Sheikhna. Brother Asad from Wahid, and alhamdulillah, you know when they say Wahid, what do they mean? One, right? Okay, I say, okay, we stick to it. I won't cause any issues because some people have more than one. But may Allah, that was just banter, by the way. So I just want to say one quick thing. My beloved brothers, in fact, two pieces of advice before I ask my brother to say a few words. Whatever I'm going to say, I need it, and we're just sharing it. Number one, please be in good company. That's my piece of advice. And be good company for others. And good company means every time we see each other, we make sure that we don't assist each other in anything displeasing to Allah. And we make sure that we help each other in everything that is pleasing to Allah. That means good company. Number two, 5 salah a day. No matter how difficult and tough it is, it's a beautiful starting point. And it is the main point that will bring you back to Allah, come what may. 5 salah a day. Rain, sunshine, we make 5 salah a day. Those are my words of advice. For me, firstly, and then for everyone else. Jazakallah khair. Sheikh now.
Sheikh Al-Imam.
Sheikh.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm so happy to be around you guys. Wallahi, this is my first time in the UK. I was so scared, but mashallah, you guys are good. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. And the one thing that I want to actually share is the something that troubled me after I left my, you know, my past music industry and all that, was that I started worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying and so on, but I was still attached so much to music at the same time.
Sorry.
And I was trying to find...
Because he was a singer before,
yeah.
A proper, like, you know, the real haram stuff, you know.
You didn't have to go to detail.
No, I didn't go to detail. I just said haram stuff, ya akhi.
like double real, you know. But the one thing that troubled me was that I felt at one point that I'm a hypocrite, like worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying 5 times a day, but late at night I'm still in the bars, I'm still in weddings and all this.
I didn't know that.
And I...
okay.
That's the real haram. Islam has been established upon 5 pillars. So you have Islam and you have the 5 pillars. Islam is not only about the 5 pillars. The 5 pillars are the foundations of the deen. The more you strengthen them, the more the house of Islam becomes stronger. And the house of Islam is about manners and ethics. And that's why honesty is part of Islam. You cannot be a Muslim who is a liar, a cheater, a deceiver. You know, you cannot be a Muslim and you're dishonest, right?
Subhanallah, amazing.
Because the Prophet there's a hadith, a very scary hadith. Wallahi, very scary. He said that, I command you to be truthful, for truthfulness leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to Jannah. And a person keep on telling the truth and strive to tell the truth until he's written with Allah as truthful. And the opposite is also mentioned. I warn you, beware of lying, for lying leads to wickedness, and wickedness leads to hellfire. So it's not a joke here. And now, a person...
I never looked at it this way to say that there's Islam and there's the 5 pillars. I never looked at it that way, because we always grew up knowing, and I agree with what you're saying when you look at it holistically, we always grew up knowing 5 pillars of Islam, that's Islam, you know. But what you've just said is that there's Islam and the 5 pillars is the foundation of that Islam, but it's not the only thing in Islam. There's a lot that builds around those 5 pillars. So you first have to have complete connection with the 5 pillars, and you build your truthfulness, your attitude, your dealings,
so you just
and everything.
Don't stop there.
Allahu Akbar.
Don't stop there.
Amazing.
Because if you stop there, it's like you bought a building without walls, without decoration. You can't live in. You can't move in. You have the property, but it's just open, you know, for danger and so on. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us always of those Muslims that tend to improve on all levels.
Jazakallah khair. Brother Akhi Ayman, you need to add a few words from London to London, inshallah, because you know you're the guy who speaks the language of the city.
Jazakallah khair, Shaykh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Muhammad. For our dear respected brothers that are here, work on your connection with your parents. You don't know how long they have left. And at the same time, this is something that me, Sheikh Adnan, was talking to a 17-year-old in a restaurant not too long ago, just a few hours ago. And the man said, I don't know what my purpose is in life. I don't know where I want to go. I don't know what I want to be. And at the very same time, I told him, what is your connection with Salah? He said, it's not there. I told him, you have to take your Salah as serious as taking every breath. Without Salah, you're a dead man walking. You're a dead heart. You're just a mechanism and a body full of organs that functions for the sake of Allah on the inside, but you function in displeasing Allah on the outside. So at the end of the day, work on your connection with Salah. And one of the reasons why this person is miserable because he has no connections to his parents. Not because his parents don't want to have that connection, but is he himself. And it's a lack of ilm, it's a lack of being content, and it's lack of being confident that Islam is your religion and Allah is your Lord and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your vision in life. And this is what I would say to the brothers, just do that. Hayakallah, Sheikh Adnan, please.
Just to add what Akhi Ayman said, he told the brother in the restaurant, you need to find your purpose in life. And to add on to what he said, a lot of us youngsters, you know, sometimes you're a little bit comfortable in life where, alhamdulillah, you got food on your table and you have your car, you move around and you think that is life only. No, find a higher purpose and find a higher goal. Islamically, you're supposed to strive towards goodness. And that means not resting on your laurels. MashaAllah, as youth, we've got, inshallah, a lot of energy, a lot of potential. Don't be that person who, when they're 50 and 60 years old, they say, oh, I wish I did this, this and this. You've got a lot of energy and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted you. So use it now, because that time this energy will come to an end. And you do that, one of the ways you do that is by finding a higher purpose always. Look at higher goals. The minute you achieve, you look at something better, better, better. That's why Allah, in many verses of the Quran, He tells you, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. Hasten towards it. سَابِقُوا. Proceed one another towards it. So it's a goal that you have to carry on, you know, looking for higher goals, higher ambitions and working towards them. Don't just sit back and rest on your laurels because life is comfortable.
Allah. You know, I want to ask you guys, who from amongst you is married? Just put up your hand. Oh, wow, that's quite a bit. So we need to end up quite early, inshallah. There's two things. One is, if you're not married, you need to know that the choice of a spouse will really shape the rest of your life. The type of person you choose for yourself will shape the rest of your future. If you are married already, it's a bit too late, but... No, I'm just joking, obviously. But if you are married, then remember your friends. Don't spend too much time with them every day at night. Once in a while is fine. Go back home, even if it means you're just within the home. The fact that you're there, you're fulfilling a beautiful duty of yours. Allah has made you responsible. Allah has made you responsible for your ra'iyya, for your flock. Allah, everyone is a shepherd and each one is responsible for his flock. So you're responsible for this flock. Spend time with it, go around it. You know, when you're responsible for a flock and you're just there, you know, things are not going wrong, everything. But the minute you're always away, trust me, you have failed with your flock. So your flock is not your friends. Your friends are just maybe a little bit of time you spend and so on. But you cannot be late every day. I've got so many complaints from family members who say the man of the house or someone in the house is just gone. They haven't said anything. They come back very late. What was the point? We're sitting here. We're lonely and so on. So that's what I just wanted to say, that those two things. If you're not married, choose wisely. And if you are married, spend your time in a good way, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make everything easy for us. Amen. As we earn. And this is another point from what Sheikh Adnan was saying. As we earn, and may Allah make all of us billionaires. Just say ameen. As we earn, spend in the cause of Allah. Spend on poor people. Look after widows, orphans. Invest in wahid, invest inshallah. And make sure that it grows further and further. I have to say this because Asad is sitting right here. And even if you weren't sitting here.
What is wahid, Sheikh? People are watching.
Wallahi, they must find out. Google it and check out. Wahid Invest, inshallah. Beautiful. Or in fact, you can go to my social media accounts. You'll find Wahid Invest. Every now and again, we remind people. You know, the idea is we want to become wealthy in order to serve. Anyone who wants money, why do they want the money? A true believer will say, I want money so that I can spend in a good cause. Then you're heading in the right direction. So when you buy your BMW and everything else, mashallah, and I know these brothers are all into BMWs, it's not a bad thing. You can afford it. It's a good thing. It's true, right? Mercedes nowadays, the standard has come a little bit dropping. I wonder why. But
not into Tesla?
Tesla. but yeah, I'm not a fan of BMW. I'm not a fan of BMW, but recently they've upped their game. I have to say that, right?
BMW, sir.
Yes, recently.
Oh, yeah, Allahumma barik.
Yeah, recently they've upped their game.
Someone. A few more spaces will be my wife.
Mashallah, Habibi. So basically, so when we have nice things, you must always think of, you know what? I thank Allah. A way of thanking Allah is to empower someone else with a little bit. Give someone else. Do it in a quiet way. Do it in a way that you don't want anything from them. Do it in a way sometimes the receiver doesn't know who gave me. Wallahi, that's a very sincere way of doing things. And Allah will bless you more and more and more. And subhanAllah, you know.
At the end of the day, what you actually have is not yours anyway.
100%. You're going to leave it behind. I'd rather just spend it nicely, you know.
And we belong to Allah, all of us.
I want to tell you something. I'm inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I want to tell you something. When I see the faces of young boys and so on, I feel happy. And especially you see the guys and you know, these guys are, you know, decent brothers, you know. We have fun, we have clean fun. I came into this room some time back and I did the simulator. Oh, that's right at the back there. And I didn't do quite bad, you know.
Very well.
I did well, right? Alhamdulillah. So,
I still can't
beat you. Subhanallah.
No.
So I tell you what, why I'm saying that is, I didn't, you know, gaming. I told Wail Ibrahim we're going somewhere, perhaps a bit of gaming. But inshallah, next time, because there's a lot of us, we'd rather seize the opportunity to talk. Why do I say that? It's clean fun. Clean fun meaning, you know what? I'm not on drugs. I'm not messing about with haram and so on. People might say, you're wasting time. I'm not even wasting time. It's just a diversion of my mind a little bit freshening up, you know, maybe a change of focus for a moment or two to refresh. Not, I enjoyed that ride, mashallah, beautiful. And you might want to do something else. So what I loved about this little group of people is I didn't find a single shisha in this place. You know the shishas that people smoke about? Didn't find a single one. I cannot smell cigarette in here. Even if one or two might be smoking quietly outside, but not in here. Yeah, I didn't smell it. And therefore, these are, for me, I pick up these things very quickly. Very fast. It's a brilliant sign. Congrats, man. Even if you do have a bit of a smoking habit, inshallah, you kick it out. Because I tell you what, if you invest in good habits, you will never regret. So these words are just beautiful words of advice for young people. And mashallah, I see Brother Shaqeel's just walked in, one of my brethren's there. And may Allah bless you. We were talking about how to be charitable. You know, the story of Shaqeel is amazing. You guys might know it. Some of you might not know it. But for a brother, for a brother to start off, come, we better hurry up whatever we're doing because the camera is going to be blocked. Habibi, there's space for you, bro. There's space. So when he lost his son, Abdullah, may Allah unite them all in Jannah, he started off a charitable work. It grew and it grew so big. It's in so many countries. How many countries now? 20, 30, 27 countries. And I know I'm a part of that work. I chose out of everything and everyone. Fi sabilillah. I said, you know what, Shaks? I'm going to be with you, inshallah, with this organization. Because I believe in the work and I know its transparency. And I know Allah has blessed you anyway prior to you being there. So when a person is relatively well-to-do and he's doing a charitable thing, you know that, inshallah, it's going to be something legit where there's a 100% donation policy. I don't need the money anyway. If anything, I use my own money. So mashallah, a lot of good things. But look at how, when Allah blessed and he just decided, I'm going to do, Allah let it grow so much. Imagine if you say, oh Allah, I'm going to do this. And then Allah gives you 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, 5 million, and just keeps going. What do you, just have to sit and thank Allah. Oh Allah, I thank you for using
me. This example, Sheikh, reminds me of, again, another advice by one of my mashayikh said that don't wait for a tragedy to happen. in order for you to start doing something.
Allah.
So we learn from those strategies that we go through sometimes. And we don't have to wait until something befall us. Just go for it if Allah gives you the means.
Ameen. Bismillah. Ameen. I want to say one last thing. I know we all have to go, but one last thing I want to say. Today we're sitting here. We've got Akhi Ayman. Would you dream that you would have come and sat here with us? You got myself. I wouldn't have dreamt I don't have wild dreams, but in the wildest of my dreams that I'd be chilling here with you guys. I don't think Wa'il Ibrahim, he comes from Perth, Australia, flew all the way here. And he's a pornologist, by the way. Do you know what's pornology? You know what's porn? Okay, porn you know, right?
Okay. Specializes in porn.
Yeah, it specializes in porn addictions. So if anyone's addicted to their phones or porns or whatever, it's called behavioral addiction, right?
Yes.
So he specializes in remedying addictions and mashallah, coming all the way from Perth, Australia, but he's sitting with us and he has a colorful past. Yeah, I mean, Akhi Ayman might have an even more colorful past, right? But he has a colorful past, meaning, you know, he was into music and that life and whatever else.
He did not.
He shouldn't. So basically, what I want to say is it's because of good companionship, even if it was a little, that this gathering came about today. Do you agree? It's a gift of Allah. It's because we had company that was concerned about the deen to a degree that Allah says, hang on, you know what? You guys are gathering here for fun and for chilling. We're gonna bring forth a group, chill together. We remind you of Allah, subhanallah. If only this meeting is registered in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a successful meeting, wallahi, this entire building would be free.
What that means is,
Allahu Akbar. Allah says, I owe my angels, I make you bear witness that I've forgiven all of them. May Allah forgive us all. So may Allah bless you all. And really, Brother Shiki, would like to say something?
Sheikh has said everything.
Brother, you got to say, just say something and then you're done.
Yeah,
that's it. Something.
No. Okay, I want you to give, as a closing remark, one small piece of advice, small short piece of advice for the brothers. Just from your life.
I think Sheikh Wa'il Ibrahim just covered it. And for me, the biggest lesson was that don't wait for a calamity to happen in your life to make a change in your life. And all the years before I started this work that I do now, I was just after one thing, which was trying to make money and trying to be that person that I don't really want to be. And a person that I don't want to present on the Day of Judgment being that person. When I changed, and when I start praying salah and, you know, become closer to Allah, you know, you take one step to Allah, Allah comes close to you. You take a further step to Allah, Allah will come closer to you. And the moment you go walking to Allah, Allah will come running to you. And that's exactly what happened in my life. Everything started changing slowly, slowly, slowly. And where did I get the peace? In the previous life or after? It was after. Wallahi, it was after.
Can I ask you a question? So when you were in your previous life making money and earning money and seeing that money, at that time, were you okay with that life? Like it was all okay?
I thought I was okay.
Okay. So you didn't really realize that this is not the thing?
No. I didn't realize anything. But when the tragedy happened and when my child was unwell and when the doctor said he's only got a few months to live, that's when I thought, Allah, I said, this child is like 7 months old. And we're being told that he's got a few months to live. Where's our time? We're much older. You know, now I go to the graveyard and I see my son who's 13 months passed away. And next to it, I see a old lady who passed away who was 99. And I think to myself sometimes, where's our gap in this?
Allah.
You know, where's our position in this? So before something happens, you know, change yourself. Make the change yourself rather than wait for a calamity. Just go for it. Alhamdulillah, you know, today, instead of being with celebrities and people that are on TV, you know, for the wrong reasons, you know, mashallah, we're with sheikhs who make a difference to our life. And wallahi, from people like Sheikh Mufti Meng and others, my life changed and I was able to talk to somebody, be with somebody, somebody that would actually drive me towards Jannah, rather than someone that would drive me towards the wrong path.
Also drive your car. And
yeah, and drive your car towards Jannah.
High speed.
Now Sheikh drives it.
No, jazakallah khair. You know, brother Shaquille, mashallah, we have a lot of people who, just like this, who have done so much quietly behind the scenes, and Allah has really changed their lives. And if you look where they are right now, you wouldn't believe where they were back in the day.
Mm.
Same applies to some of us seated here.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't believe where these guys were. So thank Allah. May Allah bless you all. I don't want to take up much of your guys' time. Like I said, there's a lot of married guys here. Please go home and say we were sent home so that we could come and look after our flock. Allah bless you all. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.